You see all kinds of numbers thrown around when you think of mortgages. Let's try to get some clarification on what they mean. Patty Seagrave is our mortgage expert at home. For example, Patty, you see interest rates versus annual percentage rates. Are they the same thing?
They are not the same thing. And this is something that we tell people all the time is, I can quote you a 1% interest rate, but the fees that it takes to get that, which is where your APR comes in, is what you're really looking at. And you want the two numbers to be very close, because if they're not, that means you're paying a lot of fees. But probably the simplest way to explain the APR is, it's what is that money costing you? So we have your interest rate, which is what your loan is amortized over, but your APR is going to be any fees that are associated with the loan spread over the life of the loan to show you this is how much the money is actually costing.
So it's almost like the interest rate is a number, and then it's got all this small print of this other stuff. That's what the APR turns into.
That's exactly right.
What it's actually costing you. Do you see as much of that? And probably not right now with the market that we're in, but people trying to market that to snag people in with those low numbers?
There's been a lot of controversy with that, and a lot of guidelines that have been put out since the mortgage crash on how these numbers are advertised. So I don't think you're going to see it as much as you used to. Where I notice it the most is probably when you see ads come across the TV and they say the interest rate is some extremely low number. If you can stop your TV and look at the APR on that, and then you'll see that it may be adjustable. It may be that there's a lot of fees to get that. So it's a comparison thing. And what it's supposed to do is allow you to compare the APR from lender to lender to see if those rates are costing the same amount across the board.
See, I bet I'm not sure I would have even thought that. So different lenders can put different fees.
Absolutely. Your fee structure could be very different. And I might quote you a certain interest rate with discount points on it. That's where they would show up in the APR, where someone else might quote a different rate and the fee looks higher, but it's because they're quoting it without those discount points, which is a fee to get that rate. So it's a comparison number.
So you got to shop around to make sure you're getting apples to apples.
You do. Absolutely. You have to compare apples to apples. It's very hard to call lender to lender and say, what's your interest rate? Because that could vary just a little bit from lender to lender based on how they're calculating the fee structure.
Some good advice from Patty Seagrave, our expert on mortgages and buying and selling homes.